Hi, dancers. It's Dr. Chelsea, and I want to tell you something really important. Mental health and mental toughness are two different things. They are both important and can dramatically shape your dance journey, but they are different. I want to help explain this difference so you can protect your mental health and build your mental toughness. When you understand the difference, I think you will be a happier, more successful dancer. So mental health is really simply the presence or absence of a mental health issue. Think of it as the overall state of emotional and social well-being, which just means basically feeling comfortable and healthy or happy. People with poor mental health are experiencing a lower sense of well-being consistently and probably struggling with persistent negative emotions like sadness or anxiety. And this can be seen in a diagnosis like an anxiety disorder and other diagnoses, or it may not be recognized. But that's the gist of mental health. It's either the presence of a mental health issue or the absence of it, where someone is experiencing a general sense of well-being. On the other hand, mental toughness is coping with negative emotions and understanding your emotions. It's really about awareness. So you're not trying to avoid those negative emotions, but instead you learn coping skills so you know when a negative emotion isn't really a threat, it's okay, and I can lean in and still do this, and when you might need to step back and protect yourself. Because not all negative emotions are bad, and in fact, we need them. We need to learn how to handle them and use them to be our best. Mental toughness allows for people who are functioning well to go past that, to continue to grow and be a high-functioning athlete and achieve your personal best possible performance. Because mental health and mental toughness are two separate ideas. And an important point I want to make about this is that people who have a mental health disorder can still learn mental toughness and can still use this positive mental skill. Even if you are listening and you have a diagnosis like a generalized anxiety disorder or ADHD, hopefully you're also receiving outside professional help as you need it, but you can absolutely learn a mental skill that will help you be stronger and more resilient. You can have a diagnosed mental health disorder and still be mentally tough. Don't let that disorder take this opportunity away from you. And in fact, learning to build your mental toughness can actually help protect you from a mental health disorder. Here are a few simple ideas to help understand mental toughness and how you can learn it as a dancer. First, mental toughness includes learning how to think realistically. So if you ever find yourself focused on perfection, worried about everything being exactly as it's supposed to be, part of mental toughness is understanding that not all of your thoughts are true. You might think that your teacher is mad at you today, but that doesn't make it true. You might have the thought that you're a slow learner and when you're trying to pick up choreography, it's too hard, but that doesn't mean it's true or it will be true forever. Mental toughness allows for more self-compassion when you're learning to be a strong dancer. Because you will have some negative emotions, you will feel a little uncomfortable. It's learning to take those thoughts with a grain of salt and think realistically. Just because you're having that thought or being triggered into feeling a little uncomfortable doesn't mean it needs to stop. Second, mental toughness also includes emotional regulation. Now, not stuffing down your feelings and ignoring your pain. I don't ever want that for you. You should acknowledge and understand your emotions. But mental toughness is learning how to be comfortable feeling a little uncomfortable. The most growth is going to happen outside of that little comfort zone. So being challenged is a good thing. And recognizing that your negative emotion that pops up when teacher gives you a correction is unpleasant. If it doesn't feel good, that's okay. But you can use skills to calm down a little bit and still apply that correction without losing control of your emotions and feeling so overwhelmed. So it's not about making those negative emotions stop, but being able to notice it, acknowledge how you're feeling, knowing some of those thoughts might not be true, take a deep breath, and focus on your goals and what matters to you so that you can hear what your teacher is saying, incorporate that correction, and become a better dancer. Because finally, mental toughness is that skill of taking intentional and clear action towards your goals. It's knowing, oh, I'm tired, I don't want to go to class today, but deciding to do it anyway because it's important to you. Mental toughness helps you know your values and helps you take those small daily actions that align with those values. So you're constantly doing things that support your big goals and are good for you. So mental health and mental toughness are two different things. You can still look out for your mental health, protect yourself, get help if you need it, and at the same time, build your mental toughness. Dance can be the activity that helps you learn that. So if you love dance, use this to help you grow faster and dance longer. Because if you're a mentally tough dancer, you'll be a stronger dancer and you can continue to share your passion for dance with the world.